Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Sejal Glass Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Please note this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Ambolkar from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Amrut Kalra, Promoter, and Mr. Chandresh Rambhia, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Amrut Kalra, Promoter. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q3 and nine months for the financial year 2024 results conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. I am thrilled to share the outstanding performance of our company in the architectural glass industry. Prior to initiating our financial analysis, I would like to present a comprehensive overview of our esteemed company. Sejal Glass Limited is primarily dedicated to the business of value addition of plate glass and glass products, like architectural glass and other interior glass products. Since our inception in 2001, we have emerged as a transformative force in the global landscape. Headquartered in Mumbai, Maharashtra, we specialize in manufacturing and distributing a diverse range of high-quality architectural glasses. Our commitment to superior quality has positioned us as a premier architectural glass manufacturer within India. In addition to our corporate headquarters, Sejal Glass operates a state-of-the-art plant in Silvassa and in UAE, Ras Al Khaimah. This facility executes cutting, grinding, fabrication, tempering, insulating, and laminated process, delivering the final product. About the financial highlights, moving on to the financial highlights for this quarter, we are pleased to highlight our strong and sustained growth. Quarter three for 2024 was remarkable, with our total income surging to rupees 47.39 crore on the consolidated basis, reflecting a substantial growth year-on-year increase of 305.91%, and our EBITDA reached 6.19 crore, a remarkable growth of 464.08%, with an EBITDA margin of 13.07%. The net profit soared to 1.02 crore, marking a significant year-on-year change of 162.03%, and our EPS rose to 1 rupees, a growth of 163.16%. Zooming out to the first nine months of 2024, our total income reached 114.56 crore on consolidated basis, representing an impressive year-on-year increase of 233.49%, and EBITDA for this period stood at 15.46 crore, with a robust EBITDA margin of 13.50% average. Net profit recorded a remarkable growth to 2.66 crore, and EPS rose to 2.95 rupees. Both quarter three and the first nine months of FY 2024 delivered exceptional financial performance. Revenue surged, margins expanded, and profitability soared. Our strategic cost control and market strength fulfilled this success. Our commitment to surpass global quality standard and customer satisfaction has translated into a remarkable financial success, with a strong revenue growth, expanded margins, and improved profitability. Sejal Glass reach extends far beyond India, with our product reaching numerous countries. We have been a beacon of excellence in the architectural glass industry, and our commitment to quality has been recognized globally. In conclusion, Sejal Glass stands tall as a premier architectural glass manufacturer, delivering superior quality products and maintaining a formidable presence in both domestic and international market, and establishing its brand in the segment. I express my gratitude to our dedicated team and our shareholders for their unwavering support, which has been instrumental in our success. We are highly optimistic about the promising growth trajectory ahead, fueled by the escalating demand for architectural glass globally. I extend my sincere appreciation to our dedicated team and loyal shareholders for occupying us to the remarkable journey of growth. Our current standing is a testament to your unwavering support and confidence in Sejal Glass Limited. With this brief update, I am happy to take a question from you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Dhruv Mukesh Bajaj from Smart Sync Investment Advisory Services. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. First, sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers and thank you so much for doing this call. So I just wanted to understand that, can you please give us a brief about the management team? As promoters of Aarti Group have a major stake, however, the CEO of the Astral entity is leading and the business has actually turned around in a brilliant manner. So firstly, what went wrong that we had to go to NCLT and what's the current ownership status like?
In the current ownership status, the majority stakes remains with the Aarti Group, promoter Mr. Chandrakant Gogri, and other is Mr. Surjit Chheda. So both are now at 80% of the stake and 20% is with the public. And being a erstwhile promoter, we have a management agreement to support the company for next 3 to 4 years. And being a, you know, this industry was on MSME, some of the, you know, the process, technology and the market control or market experience was with us. So the new management has discussed with us and given us the responsibility to lead the organizations, and not only by earthwise promoter, but also we have the professional teams in all area. Like we have a on the finance side, we have a CFO, then we have a sales and marketing head, national head, and we have a production manager, then we have a HR team, HR head, we have a production head at the Selvas factory, we have also a executive director team at UAE, then the production head, marketing head, and export manager, then procurement head, followed by the IT head, and also the compliance and legal head, and he's also the vice president of operations. So we have a very dedicated and committed professional team who, you know, see all the day-to-day affairs, and strategically in guiding and mentoring I am involved myself, and also the other all promoters who give the time-to-time strategic advice.
So this is very helpful. Thank you so much. And sir, can you please provide some clarity on the ownership structure of Sejal Glass's UAE business? Because somewhere I read that Delhi's Shoreline had a major stake in that venture, but another disclosure showed that we own 98% of that venture.
Initially, there was a certain, you know, criteria of that foreign investment which was in the process, and that time the Delhi Airlines was the stakeholders. Now, from May 23, 99% the Sejal Glass is the owner, so 99% this thing is a Sejal Glass subsidiary, and remaining 1% also we are in process. So within a 1 or 2 months, that process is over. So it will be 100% subsidiary of Sejal Glass India.
Got it. So that is very helpful. And sir, can you...
1% also belongs to the promoter company.
Got it, sir. Got it. That makes sense.
There's no outside interest other than the Sejal Glass and promoter.
Right, right. So I just wanted to understand that what is the margin profile that we should look at for this company and the revenue potential from both UAE as well as Indian plant separately? Since this is the first call, so if you can provide us some clarity regarding that.
For the going forward, you are saying, or?
Yes, sir. Sir, the analyzed sales potential that we have from this particular plant, both UAE as well as India, the margin profile that one should ideally look for in this type of business, since our margins have expanded a lot in the last 1 year, so what should we look at going forward?
I will hand over to our CFO, Mr. Chandresh Rambia. So he will give you the details on the figures and the capacity.
Yeah, good afternoon. So in Sejal India, the EBITDA margin is in the range of 11% as of 9 for the 9 months ended, And for UAE, the margins are, EBITDA margins are little better at 14% EBITDA margin for the 9 months ended.
Got it. So I just wanted to understand that with the current capacity that we have, so what is the ideally revenue potential that one can expect from this capacity, provided it is working at full capacity? And if they are able to clock full capacity, then going forward, what can be the margins that one can expect from this business? Since we saw the competitor Asahi Glass, it has a margin profile of around 23% to 30% in the same glass segment. So I was just trying to understand from that angle that can we clock that type of margin profile, or 15% is a reasonable number that one should look at?
Sir, I think I will make you correct. We are, of course, a peer, Asahi Glass, but their main focus, they are in automobile. They control about 90% market in the automobile, mm-hmm. which is a standard product, and they are in the float glass manufacturing.
Right.
We are not in both the sectors. We are in the architectural glass. So we are in the building glass. So here the EBITDA margin is a difference.
Got it. So going, like, what is the cyclicality element in this type of industry? So there are stable margins in the glass segment, float glass. So that, from what I understand, this is a commodity type of product, right? We don't have a particular brand through which we sell this product. Or if you can just give us some understanding regarding the industry, that will be very helpful, sir.
A commodity product, yes. We can have a one or two product which is commodity, but actually it is a, you know, concept selling some of our product, and we are working with the architect and developers as a doctor when the project is under the design stage. So we suggest that, you know, what kind of glass is required to control the sound, to control the sunlight in the building, to on the safety parameter. And suppose the building is nearby airport or railway station, so outside sound dB is very high and inside it should be maintained 80 or 81, then we suggest a product. At the same time, India has a, you know, different natural climate. So Simla, we offered a different product, whereas in Kutch Bhuj, we offer a different product because heat is high. So to control the heat, we have a different product. To control the sound, we have a different product. Then again, then it can be fueled by a safety parameter. For the safety, we have a different product. So particularly on looking to the you know, European standards, where sound, good living standard, aesthetical look of the building, enveloping the building with a good color. Like for you, it's a blue, but for us, it's a blue. We have a 20 colors, different blue. And so that way we offer the product to the architect, then it is specified by the facade consultant, then it is, you know, chosen by the developer, and then it's specified in the tender, that this is the product what needs for this building. And that's how we work as a solution provider. That's the main. And secondly, some of the commodity product or some of the industrial product which we serve in a industrial market, like furniture industry, Godrej, Nilkamal, then some of the this industrial luminaires makers, lift industry, that front glass in the lift door we are supplying, and that health, so this weighing machine we are giving. And we are also discussing with some of the OEM who makes the photocopier machine, like Canon and others. So that's the market where we are.
Got it. So if I understand correctly, we are basically selling it to architects, and the architects are buying that for the building.
We sell to developer or the facade manufacturing company, fabricator.
Got it, sir. Got it. That is very helpful. And sir, if I can just squeeze in another question.
Are the, you know, specifier, or they propose the developer that you use this product.
Okay. Okay.
We are from last 30 years in this industry. We are pioneering some of the product in India. We have introduced some of the product first time in India.
Got it. So that is very helpful. And sir, I wanted to understand that we tried to do a QIP sometime in 2022-23. However, did we disclose that it was scrapped?
No. 1 minute. I will give you one more thing. In this segment, we are the only brand in India or global, we can say.
Okay.
There is no other, you know, architectural glass manufacturer that have created that brand. So Sejal Glass is well recognized brand in a flat glass industry, particularly in architectural glass. If anybody talk about the brand, they talk Saint Gobain, Asahi, Guardian, then it's a Sejal Glass in India. So that brand awareness and brand, you know, is we command.
Definitely, sir. Definitely. So I was just trying to understand that basically we tried to do a QIP in 2022-23. However, we disclosed that it was scrapped due to lack of interest from market participants. So I couldn't understand that what went wrong as RC Group was backing this business and we are since 30 years established and we were raising only 35 crores during that time.
Any promoter who are well established corporate, they have always interest in the new business, number one. Number two, some of the investor or the big corporate is also, you know, philanthropic, or sometimes they also look at a corporate social responsibility and try to turn around the company where a lot of employees are, you know, working and there is an established brand. But due to some of financial problem or due to other problems, company are getting in a financial trouble. Then this kind of corporate or this minded promoters are saving the company.
No, sir. I am just trying to understand it. We actually were trying to raise funds through QIP route.
We cannot say that it is not happened. We opened the QIP at the time when our Dubai acquisition was in process. And that time, you know, investor has a certain doubts that, you know, this acquisition will go clear or not, then Dubai market will perform well or not. So then, you know, we have also not pursued so much to, you know, give any kind of different commitment. And then promoter itself has put the money later on after 15 days. And we completed our acquisitions. And now company is, after 2 quarters, that our UAE operation is in profit.
Definitely, sir. I was just trying to understand that only. So we got that funds from RC Group, right, in the form of borrowings.
Yes.
So what is the cost of debt that we got from RC Group and the repayment cycle, if you can highlight?
So it is 8.8 and 9%.
Okay. And the repayment cycle?
It's a 3 years and 4 years, long term.
Oh. And we don't have any other fundraise, right? Because we only wanted funds for acquisition. Or do we have something in line going forward?
Not now. Except working capital, we don't have any for such thing.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I will join back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh Vaita from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Mehta.
Yeah. So, sir, I wanted to understand, considering our very good growth in FY24, what kind of CAGR growth we are looking for next 2 to 3 years? So, will we continue to report more than 50% every year?
I will just, you know, give you the forward projections. For the Q4, consolidated, we will be around 55 to 60 crore for the Q4.
Okay.
And for financial year FY25, India operations will be around 80 to 85 and Dubai will be around 200 to 225.
Okay. Dubai would be such bigger.
Yeah, because we have a large capacity there, and now as on today, we are in the top 4 in the UAE. And yet, we have not started certain countries in Africa. Right now, we are serving only 12 or 13 countries, UAE and some of the GCC countries.
Okay. So accordingly, sir, our EBITDA margin, if our UAE plant continues to do well, so EBITDA margin should maybe cross more than 12 to 13% on a long-term sustainable basis.
So we are targeting next year, our EBITDA will be in range of 15 to 16%. Consolidated.
Okay. So, sir, our investment that we have done in UAE, so FY25, we will peak out or we will need to make more investment?
No, not required. Little bit of capex for the re-engineering and some working capital.
Okay. So with this re-engineering capital, we would be able to maybe more than double our UAE operation?
Yeah, already capacity is there. When we acquired based on the capacity that, yes, this is the capacity. And right now we are, you know, quarter on quarter, you know, increasing the capacity. Some of the lines, yes, yet we have not started, like tempering production, we have not started yet, second line and third line. We are working on one line. At the same time, lamination will also start in this quarter.
Okay. So
And also, we are not yet we are going on aggressive mode in the UAE market. Now, there was a certain criteria of, you know, debt coverage, like, sundry debtors. Now, every customer will be insured because there is a certain rules, UAE, that if you operate 1 year, then insurance takes insurance of the our customers.
Okay.
And some of the big customers who are established, but they have a, you know, a different requirement of credit terms, which we have not touched, which gradually we start touching everyone.
Going ahead, what will be our working capital cycle?
Working capital cycle average 90 days, 90 to 92 days.
In UAE also?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, in this industry, if we start using all the lines, and what will be the maximum asset turnover? Like if we have assets of 100 crores, where what is the peak that we can reach?
Peak turnover will be around 300 and 320 crores, 3 times of the investment.
So you are okay. The P. So you are talking of UAE operation.
UAE operation. UAE as well as India also. If you see that way, we will be crossing 80-85 crore. So
yeah,
approximately 3 times from my investment.
So broadly, we can touch on a long-term basis without much capex, we can touch 500 crores.
Put together, 400 plus.
Yeah, 400 plus. Okay. And sir, what is our strategy to reduce this promoter holding to less than 75%? I think because there is some timeline after acquisition of by the new promoters. So what is our strategy in this?
As per LODR, we have to keep the public holding at 25%. So already 20% has been diluted in the public. So further 5% is still pending, which will be done in due course. We have certain timelines to complete that as per our NCLT order.
We are in line.
I think it is 18 months timeline. So I think the timeline is nearing.
So total to reduce to 25%, it was 36. There was a staggered requirement for reduction. So earlier was 10% within 18 months and then after like that.
Okay. So still we have at least 1 year from the
day. Yeah, we have timeline to already 20% been reduced, now only 5% is remaining. So that we are working on it.
And sir, this is infusion by RC Group for UAE acquisition. So you mentioned this repayment period of 4 years of the entire loan.
So promoter funding is there. So 3 to 4 years, that's what we are targeting. Maybe if we get some other avenues of the funding, we can repay them early.
Okay. And sir, we would focus only on our kind of glasses, like architectural glass, or any plans of going into in UAE in some other areas like solar glass or anything else?
So that's a different product altogether.
Okay, so we are not touching any of that. Like
right now, we are not looking to that up to FY25. Our next year full focus is to consolidate this capacity and you know, giving a more value addition to this product. We have, you know, 1 or 2, 3 products are under R&D for architectural application. Yeah, so we are focusing on that and we have to first reach our capacity utilization to 90 to 100%.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shikhar Mundra from Vyog Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. So, what is the capacity in India and what is the capacity in UAE currently?
Capacity in India and capacity in UAE, I will give you. We have with the product.
Yeah, I will explain you. See, basically the capacity can be defined in the product segment. Actually, we are into 3 category of product mainly. That is, one is IG glass. insulated glass, then laminate glass,
okay,
and the toughened glass. So these are the product altogether are sellable in each segment. So the India capacity for our IG production is around 180,000 square meter per annum. Of the laminate glass is 108,000 square meter per annum, and that is toughened glass is 780,000 square meters. These are the production capacity in India.
Right.
Whereas in UAE, the IG glass is 600,000 square meter per annum, laminate glass is 150,000 square meter per annum, and the toughened glass is 2,100,000 square meter per annum.
Okay, got it. And currently, how much are you utilizing in each, and are these capacities fungible?
Sorry?
Are they fungible? I mean, insulated laminate, if the, let's say, the demand for particular insulated is higher, can we convert
some of the laminate? Shuffling off. Okay. The three different. So far, actually speaking, the laminate and IG are the, many of the times, IG and laminate glass requires a toughened glass by default. So, toughened glass is the first process which can be utilized in IG and laminate, and it can be sold as a product itself.
Okay. Right.
Any point of time, my toughened capacity will be more in production terms.
Sorry, I missed the... Right. Okay. And in terms of realizations, what are the realizations for each category right now?
Sorry?
The realizations for each category?
Realization?
Different.
It's all the different. So the toughened will be the lowest in per square meter realization. IG and laminate will be highest in terms of per square meter realization. The toughened will be around 1,000 rupees per square meter for 6mm glass. And similarly for laminate, it will be around 3,200 rupees per square meter.
Okay. Got it.
6mm basis. So it depends on the thickness again. Suppose 6mm this, then 8, 10, 12, 4. So it depends on the thickness of the glass, what you are using.
Right. And what markets are we catering from the UAE plant? Which markets are we catering to?
We are right now catering UAE, 7 states, at Dubai, Sharjah, Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Ras Al Khaimah. Then we are GCC Qatar, Bahrain, Oman, and certain one or two customers is going in Pakistan. Then some three customers in Africa right now we have.
All right. And from the India plant, we are catering to the Indian market only?
We are mostly right now 75% to 80% in the West India, and particularly Mumbai, Pune. And little part of that Vapi, Daman, Valsar, Surat.
All right, perfect. And how big is this market size in India currently? And what kind of market is it? Like, how much is the organized market share? How much is unorganized? How many players? So can you give a flavor of the market in India?
See, one of the that we are also, you know, in process of survey to this. But I will categorize like that, if you look at the before 15 or 10 year, the developer or real estate industry, it was unorganized. But after the regime of new government and with the introduction of the RERA, now all the top corporate in India are the developers. From Reliance to Adani to Godrej, Tata, Imami, everybody, then Sapuji Palanji, L&T, there is the, all are in the industry. Certain developer are listed also. And with the RERA and the ease out of the real estate approval process, now industry is getting organized. Projects are mostly now from last 3 to 4 years, projects are getting delivered on time. So the glass is the product, it is installed last in the building. So previously it was, you know, lot of, being a, the customer or unorganized industry was little bit unorganized. Now the customer is also becoming organized, our industry is also becoming organized and fueled by, like, you know, the DLF in Delhi, then Brigade in Bangalore, Ishkon in Ahmedabad, or here in Oberoi, Godrej, Prestige, or everyone developer. So industry is getting organized. So likewise, us there is a 5 to 6 players in India who are organized, but Sejal has a different outlook and different organization. First, we as a listed, so there is no listed peer in this industry. Little bit of ASA is there in architecture, but the market share is 3%. Then our background is from retail to a float manufacturing. So we are the only company who knows the basic glass manufacturing to architectural, to a decorative, to an international exposure. That's the advantage. And in India, the market, if we maintain a 6.5 or 7% GDP, then market size for the float glass is around 30 to 35% growth on the float glass. And the float glass conversion to architectural glass is around 35%.
Okay.
So approx what we have a data, this industry is around 2000 crore.
Okay.
Yeah.
And currently, right. And currently, annualized, how much we are doing in India?
India, this year we will complete at around 65 to 63.
65. And how much from Dubai are we planning to do this?
This year, Dubai will be 100 crore around.
100 crore. And for the next year, we are setting a target of 200 crores from Dubai. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what gives us the confidence to, you know, do 100% Y-on-Y growth?
We have already in UAE, we have order book of around 100 crore.
Okay. Now
60 million. And capacity now, second line will ever start, lamination will start. And lot of order we are not taking right now because we are new, so we want to test the market. So we are also going slow. Now, 1 year is over, our first gear will go in the second gear, speed. Aggression in the market, everything.
Perfect.
So we understood the market in 1 year, supply, vendor, customer test, then preference of architect and facade consultant, then working capital management, working capital cycle, people, cultural integrations in a UAE plant. So all these things, right. 1 year we did. And now successfully we completed this, you know, learning curve in all parameters.
Okay.
Also implemented ERP there.
Okay, perfect. And coming to your cost structure, so how much of it is variable, how much is fixed cost? Because right now our capacity utilization is very low and still we are clocking 14% margins in from Dubai plant. So, at optimum capacity utilization, how do you see this margins panning out to be?
Margin, it will increase, but at the same time, you know, we have to spend in people development and product development. Quality criteria, of course, for example, if we want to go to European market, then the standard is different. So lot of, you know, qualifications we have to do to approve our product. So lot of quality point we have to spend on this expense. But we are comfortably on next year for 15 to 16%. Maybe we can cross, but it's optimistic as on today to say. But 15 to 16% EBITDA is comfortable.
All right, perfect. And these, the present capacities we have are good enough to do up till 400 crores of revenue. Is that right? Understanding?
Yeah, we can. Because value addition will come also. Yeah, we can do.
Okay. And post that, how much for, let's say, every incremental revenue, what will be the incremental capex required? Like, post,
up to 25, we have not worked a lot other things.
Okay.
But little bit of, re-engineering or certain automation in the plant, like, you know, AI is catching now world over. So what can we do as a artificial intelligence in the plant to optimize the capacity, to control the quality, to give the better quality, or certain we can approach a robot for handling the glasses. So that kind of investment will come, but yet we are not, fully work on that. And quality laboratory, certain criteria, certain equipments will come.
Perfect. And then last question. So let's say reaching 400 crores, our capex will be a greenfield or a brownfield? I mean, is there sufficient land available near the factories for more expansion?
No greenfield. Everything is a brownfield up to 400 crore.
Up to 400. I mean, post 400 crores?
Yeah, then greenfield will come, but yet we have not worked around it. We have a lot of space in Dubai. We have a land is 20 acres.
Okay.
is a scope of expansion in UAE. But yes, after 24 or 25, we are getting a lot of opportunity of acquisitions globally also and in India also. But yet we have not made up our mind.
All right, perfect. And on the balance sheet, the total loan outstanding is around 115 crore. So, and how much of it is from the promoters side?
Mostly, 1 minute.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. So the out of that, around 20 CR is from the bankers. The rest is everything is from the promoter group.
At 8.8 to 9% rate.
Even it includes my working capital borrowing.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. I'll join the queue back for the
bank loan, because in December we had taken one term loan, so that was added in the last week of December.
Okay. Thank you. Join the queue. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Dakshay from PwC. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand one thing, that in the financial statement, I can see the other expenses has been increasing quarter on quarter. So, for example, it was 3.4 crore in September 23. And now it has increased to 6.4 crore in December 23. So I wanted to understand, this is a one-time kind of thing, because this is giving a dent on our bottom line. The loan expenses is very heavy, and on the other hand, I see the other expenses going up quarter on quarter. So I just wanted to understand, what is this other expenses and how it will be taken care in future? Thank you.
The other expenses mainly consist of three main costs. That is one, power and fuel. One is the labor cost. Another is the store space or repairs maintenance. So these are the three main components which contributes around 11 to 12% in my total other expenses, as a overall expenses. So roughly that which is in line with my turnover. As my turnover increasing or the production increases, my fuel cost, power and fuel, that is electricity cost, will increase, and the labor cost will also increase to certain extent. Rest all other expenses are minimal in nature, which includes the legal, provisional, professional fees, or general expenses or miscellaneous expenses, which are very minimal, 3 to 4% in the overall cost. So the increasing is because as my activity is increasing quarter on quarter, these expenses are increasing in line with that. And certain expenses, of course, as you said, are some of the expenses may be of the one-time nature in professional fees or something like that.
Okay, got it. And the other thing is more of kind of a request. So if I could request, if you could share some PPT or have this con call on a quarter and quarter basis, it will be very helpful for us.
Okay. We'll note down this.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Tanya Gupta from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations for good set of numbers. So UAE sales, if you see, increased from 27.80 to 31.7 crore sequentially, but growth rate has slowed down on sequential basis. What were the contributors for the same?
So the quarter two is generally slowed down as a seasonal things impacting sometimes. And the UAE still, this is under the implementation stage. So we can't expect that the exact quarter on quarter things will improve. But there is a definitely improvement, but the growth is little slower because some of the lines are not fully implemented yet over there.
But sir, you have mentioned 55 crores in quarter four, if I'm not, if I heard correctly, for quarter four.
Correct.
So, what makes us optimistic for the same?
No, we have already order book position.
Yeah, so we have the order book position. And see, this industry more or less depends on the sizes to come from the developer and the end user. So sometimes if their projects little bit delayed, they will release their sizes little later. So that impact also comes sometimes in the projections.
Sure, sir. That is helpful. So have you seen any, you know, upsurge of Chinese product in the UAE market?
So in the process or the architectural glass, generally the Chinese competition is not there. They will be supplying the raw glass, the float glass. So the processing is always is done in the in-house country itself.
And because technically developers have a very less lead time after giving the order. So for example, it is a 40 floor tower, then we have to dispatch every week two floor glasses. And importing the material, the lead time is very high. At the same time, quality or any rejections or any breakage, transit breakage will lead to the delay in the project. So generally, developer or the fabricator doesn't entertain the import for the architectural glass.
Sure. So if you can share the difference in pricing in Chinese products versus our products, that will be really helpful.
That we have to take the data. If we get, we will share.
Sure, sir. So, if our company works, so you know, two times shifts, what kind of revenue can we generate for both India and UAE market?
But already we have told.
I think I have missed that part.
These people will share with you for the next quarter and next year.
If I heard correctly, 15 to 16% on a sustainable basis, the margin guidance has been shared by you. So can you just tell me the reason, the expansion, because currently 13%, you know, on an average basis, the margins are recorded, you know, through quarter results. So we are guiding for 15 to 16%. If you can, you know, share what will lead to this margin expansion.
So maybe there is two things. One, we will, you know, do a better procurement. We will work on yield on the production, better efficiency, saving on cost, and maybe 1 or 2% price increase in the market, or we get a certain mixed product for the market where we get a good price.
Oh, sure, sir. Sir, line 4 item of consolidated, results. There has been mentioned the share of profit of associate, that is Sejal Glass Venture LLP, stood at 9.52 lakhs. Can you share the details for the same, please?
So it is a associate of Sejal Glass Limited, where actually investment has been made in UAE entity by way of a loan. So there is interest income on that. So and certain exchange rate fluctuation difference is there. So because of that, certain profit is there in that LLP. So that LLP's profit has been distributed to Sejal Glass Limited. Sejal Glass Limited is 44.99%. partner in that LLP.
Oh, okay, understood. Sir, any plan to supply to OEM or commercial vehicle or passenger?
We are working with one or two OEM. So we have OEM segment of automobile and OEM segment of furniture like IKEA and other established players. Here we are giving to the Neil Kamal. Then the Godrej is other consumer and some of the industrial OEM. And we are working with one or two bus coach manufacturers, that luxury bus and school buses, where they require the flat automobile glass. So we are working on that. We are, submitting the samples. And also we are working with the Indian Railway. So they also need that air conditioning coach insulated glass.
Oh. That is helpful, sir. Also, you have said that we have a good brand name. So, do we hold any market share in Indian market?
Market? You can say that West India, we control around 25% market share. And on the Pan India, it is a 5 to 7%. Because exact data is not there. But yes, we command the brand premium also and brand recognition. Both. So we have a very good access to the architect as a brand.
Is there any plan that you can share or any strategy to expand in Indian market? Because, you know, quarterly, the result, if you see on standalone basis, is very, stagnant.
See, as a company policy, we don't want to share, you know, where we are not 100% sure on the plan. So we are in process. Once we will be 100% sure, convinced with the expansion, capex, market, cost, return on investment, we put to the board. Once board approved, automatically we share these things.
Sure, sir. That is helpful. I'll come in the queue. Thank you for answering those questions and good luck for the future, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jatin from Invest Savvy PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on a great set of numbers. Wanted to check this, if you look at a 15 to 16% OPM and with the projected numbers next year, we should see a significant jump in profits. So by when do you expect to pay off this loan?
The loan payment is already, you know, scheduled and it is with the free cash flow. So first, I think when we say that 350 to 400 crores turnover, then obviously the free flow also will also block in the working capital management. Inventory will increase little bit, debtors will increase, WIP, finished product, everywhere there will be investment with the incremental sale. So, you know, it's difficult, but yes, we can say within a 3 financial year or 12 quarter or 16 quarter company will be debt free of that debt. If we take any greenfield project, then again the debt will come as per the debt equity ratio.
And what is the working capital requirement for growth?
See, right now we are at 90 to 95 days or 100 days. And the UAE being a new company, we have a restrictions from the creditor of the limit. Gradually it will also open and gradually new client will also come that right now what we offer 60 days or certain customer we take the LC with the good established relations and with the insured, people will ask certain days more credit. But yet around 20 to 25 crore more will go in working capital requirement within next 15 month or 5 quarter.
And in terms of your capacity utilization, what is the peak utilization that you can have for the plant?
For the?
So, like normally one is capacity, the other is, you know, what you can actually utilize out of it. In terms of if the plant has, let's say, a capacity of 21 lakh
utilization, the what turnover we are saying.
So, like when you said 21 lakh square meters, that is what you can actually produce in the plant? Or practically,
that capacity we have actually we can, in the
can operate at 90-95% of capacity.
Right now, we don't have any strategy or any plan to give to the other plant on the labor job and get manufactured or get import some of the product. Right now, whatever we are talking, based on our in-house capacity of the production.
No, my point is, if a plant has a capacity of 21 lakh square meters for toughened glass, the plant normally, your plant, will it operate up to that level or typically you would possibly be able to reach say 19 lakh or 20 lakhs and then, you know?
No, plant you know can reach at this level. The capacity what we have pronounced is worked on the
Indian
conditions on a 22 hours some product, not a 24, because there is a in between 1 hour gap, then there is a holiday, Sunday, everything is
and mentioned as achievable capacities.
Achievable capacity. So this is achievable capacity.
And when do you, so you've given the targets for next year, next financial year, which are fairly decent, but beyond next year, what is the kind of growth you see?
On the revenue?
Yes.
Revenue, that what we told, no? That FY20 India operation will be around 80 to 85 crore. And UAE operation will be around 225 to 275 crore.
Yeah, so that you had said for next year. The after that, do you have any visibility? Like, will that growth continue or after that you will kind of stabilize at that point?
No, it will continue because as a ambitious and aggressive company, we have to be in line with the India's market and UAE's market. Wherever we are located as a manufacturer in the market, both market are in the growth stage. And UAE statement, all, you know, people, they are doubling the populations. So from Sheikh Zayed Road will go up to Abu Dhabi. So all population will increase. Then Saudi, this new home project, that is also a big market. And India, you just see every state is expanding. Like UP, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra, every state are in the growth phase.
So then you run out of capacity in 2 years' time?
No, then we have to work out the, expansion. That's what I have told in previous question, that yet we are not, worked on, we are not ready on the greenfield capacity. We are in process of working.
Okay. Thank you, sir. One last bit. What are the, things which could be, challenges or some issues which could come up, which could be causes for concern?
For?
So anything which could, if things were to go south, what are the things which would worry you?
Cause of concern, if India's GDP will come down to 2% is worry.
What is that?
If India's growth story, GDP will be, if 2%, then it is a worry for us. If we maintain 5 to 6%, we have the market, we have the capacity, we have the people, we have the working capital, we have all the source. And we have a quality product.
Why did the total holding come down significantly from 90% to 78%?
Sorry, capacity?
No, promoter holding.
It will be within our next one quarter or two quarter, we will be at 25%.
Oh, so you are currently, Mr. Gogri has sold some 12% of, 11.5% of his sold holding. Any particular reason he is reducing his holding? Promoter holding has been coming down. That's
requirement of the SEBI and LDR, LODR.
Okay, okay. So you have to be below 70%. Okay, cool. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to restrict to 2 questions, please. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Shanki Bansal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations to the entire team for good set of numbers posted in last 3 quarters.
Thank you.
So, I think I have listened to the entire con call, and you have rightly said that Sejal is the only architectural glass company manufacturer in India. I just want to know that Sejal has inaugurated their operation in 1998. So, we are already a 25-year-old company. So, what exactly went wrong in last 20 years, why we could not able to scale up, and what are the key learnings of the management? And what are the strategy of the management from those key learnings should not be repeated again?
So one of the things what you are asked, that 25 years why we have not grown. If you see the story from 2001 to 2011, we were on the lead. And we have acquired 18% of the market share of the float glass. And we were the tough competitor of multinational Saint-Gobain, Asahi and Guardian. So we were the first company in India. As an Indian management, we completed the greenfield float glass project with investment of around 650 crore and 600 ton per day capacity float line, which was at the European standard and rated among the top 10 plant in the world. And before that, when we initiated this greenfield project, up to 2007-2010, we were into a top leading three company in the architectural glass. And our network was with the PEN India. Okay. And we are the only company in India who has offered 1% or 1.5% to physically disabled and paramilitary force, extra 1% or 1.5% on the FD. We are the second company after Sun Pharma Incorporated India that promoter has not taken the dividend, where we have given the dividend to the public. Number third, we are the only promoter or one amongst the few promoter. When we sold our float glass business to Saint-Gobain, we have not taken that non-compete fees. The total non-compete fees has been given to the company. So this credential is with the old promoters. And after post these things, in 2014-15, due to lack of certain working capital, and we have paid full to the bank, and bank has not come on time, certain working capital has not come on time, and that there was a certain, you know, attack by this multinational on price. So there was a, you know, price reduction. So certain concern was their market. And then 14-15 we had a very hard time, but there was no stoppage to the operation. Company was running, payment to the labor was going, and there was nothing bad. And suddenly the ARC has, Edelweiss has gone to NCLT, and the company has went into NCLT, and successfully company also came out. And again, after coming out with the, after completing the COVID, within 2 or 3 quarter company come into profit.
Okay. Okay. So my next question is, I have received the latest postal ballot where you have mentioned that Sejal Intelligence Facade Solution is a related entity. So, because if you see the aluminum facade system where we have to install the architectural glass, or you can say sun control glasses and all these things. So, in future, are we ensuring that we will try to scale up this company in near future?
That's a different entity altogether. It is falling under the definition of related party. So it is a different segment altogether. Supplying a glass is what Sejal Glass is doing in that segment. They are selling the glass to that company, and that company is taking the projects for the facade business and the glass, the windows and the other interior segment projects. So that company is different. This is only Sejal Glass is supplying the glass to them.
This company is our customer.
Okay. And my last question is, when we are saying that we are in the top 4 player in UAE, so can you help me to understand what is the total addressable market in UAE?
UAE market?
Market, yeah. As such, we are gathering the market, but it is a monthly around 6 lakh square meter market of IGU glass. And right now, is a total market of the UAE. But yet, this data is not authenticated. We are working on that data.
Okay. Okay, so my last question is that UAE is a bit a risky market. So when you are extended credit to your debtors for purchase on credit, so what checks we are particularly taking from you to the company customer?
So we are taking LC as well as the PDC. There is a concept of PDC is there in UAE market. And
yeah.
We are taking 100% PDC or the LC. So almost 30 to 40% business is through LC. Around 10 to 12% okay. Business is on a cash basis, and around the rest is on the basis of PDC. Apart from that, we are exploring to take the credit insurance as well.
Okay, that's all from my side. I just want to request the management to continue this con call on quarterly basis, and please provide us the PowerPoint presentation to understand the business on quarterly basis bit better.
Sure, sure.
Thank you from my side.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sahil Chopra from KIFS Trade Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Sahil Chopra? Yes.
Yeah, hi. So, thank you for this opportunity. So, my question is related to this finance cost. So, when we are saying that we have raised that debt on a rate of 8.5 to 9%, but why on our quarterly results that is translating into annualized rate of 12 to 13%? So, if I just multiply 3.72 into 4 and divide it by 115, so it's coming at around 12.5%. So what is the reason, and what is the sustainable?
Some of the debt has been raised in the last quarter itself.
Okay.
So that is one part. Secondly, that 8 to 9% is from the promoter funding. Thirdly, that some of the debt are in the nature of working capital from the bank. That is about 10%.
Hello. Okay.
Another thing is that this is a compounded rate of interest where the sum of the processing fees has been amortized over a period of 5 years as per the accounting standard. So that impact is also coming in the interest cost. And apart from that, we had issued the preferential share capital to the promoter group companies, where the interest component of that is also coming in the interest cost as per the accounting standard.
Okay. What was the share of that component in
Q3?
What was the contribution of this preferential capital's interest portion in
Q3? We had raised is around 20 crores. Out of that, around 11 crore is into equity component and around 9 crore is in the liability component. So that on 9 crore, the effect of the finance cost is coming.
On 9 crore also, the rate of interest is 8.5 to 9%?
It is on 10%. Considering because it has to be valued in a different parameter way, na? As per accounting standard, we had taken that, taking the valuation.
So going ahead, this 3.7 crore of finance cost run rate will continue, at least, for the timing?
For the timing, yes.
Yes, okay. And my second question is related to this share of associates. So how we project these numbers going ahead? Because last quarter, it was in loss or 96 lakhs, and now...
The share of profit basically is from the associate Sejal Glass Ventures LLP, which is a 44.99% partnership of the Sejal Glass Limited. So in that, certain loans and advances given to an UAE entity where the interest income comes. And apart from that, we have the exchange rate fluctuation. So that keeps varying from quarter to quarter. So in the last quarter, it was not varied much and it was in a negative form. Now this quarter, the exchange gain is more compared to last quarter. So the gain has been distributed accordingly.
So is there any way to project these numbers going ahead?
Sorry?
On annual basis, is there any way to project these numbers on annual basis going ahead?
For this LLP?
Yes.
As such, not... worked out on that way because it is fluctuation of the exchange, so
it's
hard to say.
Got it.
But it may not be very high.
Got it. And any plans to raise new debt? So our targeted debt for FY25 next year?
Not on this level of capacity utilization. Maybe working capital to certain extent we'll utilize the facility what we have. Not any long-term debt proposition on these capacities or in this plan.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Akshada Dev from V4 Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to have some bookkeeping questions. Like, what was the capex done exactly, the outflow that happened from the company for the UAE plant as well as the India plant?
See, in India, we have not done much capex except for routine wear and tear of the machines or the engineering, re-engineering of this. So, in the UAE, of course, the expansion, actually it has been done on acquisition asset acquisition base. So the around 100 crore has been invested in rupee terms in UAE, including working capital. So capex is around 85 crore, and 15 crore is around working capital.
Okay. And can you tell me what is the percentage utilization as of right now for both of these plants?
See, the percentage capacity utilization for quarter three
already come.
Yeah, has been answered actually in the last questions. But approximately, the product-wise, the capacity utilization will be different in both the segments in UAE and India. So India, the maximum capacity utilization is for my laminate glass. Which is around 70%, and toughened glass utilization is around 57%. In UAE, the capacity utilization for the IG glass is around 46%, and For toughened glass, it is 35%.
Okay, so we have headroom here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I wanted to understand was also, what is the process exactly of making the toughened glass as well as the architectural glass? What would be the raw materials that would be required? And do you, any chances of this being backwards integrated, or who would be your suppliers base? Like, who would you be the customer?
Basic raw material is the raw glass, clear or coated glass, which has been supplied by the glass, float glass manufacturer like Saint Gobain or Guardian or Asahi. These are the main players of float glass manufacturer. Apart from that, the IG glass requires other raw material, or laminate glass requires other raw material like PVD, Sentry, aluminum spacer, silicon. These are the other ingredients of main raw material.
Okay.
So the backward integration can be done only in the way of manufacturing of float glass, which Sejal was doing earlier in 2011-12, which the plant was sold off to Saint Gobain.
Right. So you have gone ahead in terms of the value chain, would you say? You've gone up the value chain?
Value chain in terms of?
Like, from float glass, you have now gone to architectural glass. So have you, would you say you've gone up the value chain? Or what would you say the exact value chain, where are you in the value chain in the process?
So you referring to the forward or backward integrations, or particularly
yes.
on the value
so
chain?
For example,
on the
from raw materials, like when you're going to the market, like the most highest value added products. So where
yeah,
are
there
you
is a possibility of other products. Right now, for example, we are at 60 to 65% of raw material consumptions, and value addition is 35%. We are in process of new product development where we get the more value additions. So at least, you know, the raw material cost goes 5% average within the same product.
Okay, okay. So you said you have 25% market share in the Western country, India, I mean. So what is the reason you have the market share, why you are commanding the market share at these regions?
So this is in 20 to 25% range, because we, you know, are in a major project business where all reputed developers and the projects are coming to us because we have that kind of product and that kind of quality. And secondly, the supply capacity. And the second most important is reliability. We are in the market from last 30 years. And in architectural glass business, we are the 20 years. So we are the oldest firm, and there is a reputation inbuilt in the market that once the Sejal glass commits, then that material will come on time with the quality, and there is no going back, or there is no delay on the project because the glass is the last item to install.
Right. So you would say in project business, the reliability that your customers get, so your competitors are not on par with the same, or you are better?
We are saying, but competitors have their own advantages, and we have our own advantages, and every competitor has a, you know, their own customer profile. We have good customers, organized customers. Other competitors have a, you know, semi organized player or a retail market.
Okay, okay. So any risks that we should be aware of as investors in glass manufacturing that we may not be aware of?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Any risks to investors that we should know while investing, you know, in a company or in this industry?
No, I think there is, as a promoter, we run the business, so we don't see any risk, and that's why, you know, time to time company expands, come in the different geographical area, goes in the different market with a different product, hiring a good people, expanding. So we don't see the risk, but as a management, whatever, you know, things to be done for the risk mitigation, that process we have already initiated in the organization. So every quarter, we check all the parameters like economic conditions of country, political positions, any, you know, concern on the labor side, any concern on the market side, or like, you know, raw material scarcity, anything, any threat of the import, any other credit risk, any new development or product coming in the market or replacement product for ours. So we study that the glass has no replacement, the aluminum composite panel has come, then polycarbonate has come. So there is no replacement and the glass is the product. Without glass, we cannot see the, you know, world. So we are there on that segment, that demand will continue, product will continue, and the increasing demand will continue. And also we, you know, time to time check financial health of the company.
Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for your future.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi Ambokar from Kiran Advisors for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Sejal Glass Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.